Somebody asked me today, why do you write all this stuff for Smashing Magazine? Is it really worth your time and effort to do so? The logic went something along these lines that you write something for Smashing Magazine or Web Designer Depot or whoever else, and okay, they put a bio about you and say who you are, but ultimately, everybody's interested in the content and not who really wrote it. All the traffic goes to Smashing Magazine, you don't get any of it. So why? Why bother doing it? And I can kind of understand that logic to some degree. And this guy was saying, particularly in my case, where I've got a relatively well-known blog and an audience that's already interested in me and following the kind of stuff that I'm doing. Aren't I better putting this stuff on my own site? We're setting aside the fact that when I write for Smashing Magazine, I do post it on my own site as well. I think the interesting thing is that you reach a different audience. With people that read the Boag World blog, they're seeing the same they know me already, and they're seeing what I've got to say on a fairly regular basis. Well, when I post to Smashing Magazine, I'm reaching a different audience, and actually, in the case of Smashing Magazine, a larger audience than I reach. So there's a value there, but then there's also another value. Yeah, sure. A lot of people go along and they just read the content and then they bog off and that's done. But there is a handful of people, a few people that will read that blog post and go, wow, that's precisely what I'm struggling with at the moment. I want to talk to these guys, who wrote this. And so that they bother to find out who the author is, and they maybe read some other stuff that I've written and then get in contact, and potentially there's a lead there. Now, this has happened to us before through stuff that we've written for Smashing Magazine. Now, okay, that's only a very small fraction of people, but what you're getting is a high quality lead because somebody has actually gone to the length of looking for you and expressed an interest. They're not just casual readers of your content, there's somebody that's really keen to talk to you. And there's a real value in that. So it's not just all about traffic at the end of the day. Sure, I could drive a lot more traffic simply by posting it to my own site, but it's about getting the content in front of people and getting quality leads out of it at the end of the day. So, but it's an interesting question. I don't think there is a wrong, right or wrong answer to it, but certainly that's been my experience, and hopefully that provides kind of a little bit of background about why I write for other publications.